The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Plenary Assembly concluded today in Baltimore. The three-day meeting was the first under the presidency of Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York. The bishops also had the chance to meet Archbishop Vigano, the newly appointed Apostolic Nuncio to the United States. We spoke to Los Angeles Auxiliary Bishop Gabino Zavala, who heads the USCCB Communications Committee. He told us about some of the outcomes of the assembly.
I think very well. I think we had a good opportunity, not only in public session, to hear about and discuss and ask questions about some of the things that we were doing, but we had some very good regional meetings where we had some good discussions as well.
Was there anything in particular that came out of the meeting that struck you or struck the other bishops even?
Well, I think there were some issues that I think are important. I think one of the things that we approved was a financial document which emphasizes our fiscal accountability. You know, it's an opportunity for us to really be good stewards of our finances, to be accountable to one another. And so what we do is now the local ordinaries will share with their metropolitan archbishops information related to our annual audits and meetings of diocesan finance councils. And we also agreed to publish a document noting what are the best practices in conducting our national collections to benefit people in need, including retired religious, people living in poverty, and the beneficiaries of the Peter's Pence. So that's one topic that was important. Another thing is that, you know, with the new Anglican Ordinariate, we had an update on that, and we know that it'll begin January 1st here in the United States, and we are pleased to welcome these new communities into the Roman Catholic Church. So those are a couple of things that we did. And then I think in our liturgical life, obviously for us, Blessed John Paul II, and then particularly for the United States, Blessed Mary Ann Cope have been added to our liturgical calendars. So these are, and then a big issue, I think, for all of us was to really look into the whole question of religious liberty. You know, and as I mentioned before the meeting, it was something that we were looking forward to hearing about. And so we do have now a committee that's going to be dealing with this, a committee of bishop scholars and legal experts, so that we can really talk about that reality. I mean, one of the things is it's not just the you know, we talk about it as our first freedom, but it's not just the ability to practice our faith, you know, in our churches, but also to define what our ministry is and who ministers, you know, and how we minister. I mean, these are things that are important to us.
Archbishop Dolan had talked about reclaiming the truth and restoring credibility. He talked about the beauty of the church to re-engage with people who've fallen away from the church. All of these things, how much were they talked about over the course of the few days?
Well, I know that in particularly in my regional meeting, we did talk about that, especially because for us, you know, besides religious liberty, another big theme that really touches everything that we do is the new evangelization. And I think the bishops really see how important this is and what we need to do in this regard. And we've talked about the reality of people of again bringing people back to the church, about really responding to the needs of our community. And so I think that this is one of the things that we did engage in a lot of discussion about.
In the last interview you did with Vatican Radio, you talked really about the plenary needing to look in on itself before looking out on itself. Do you feel that was achieved?
Well, I think what we were trying to look at were our goals and our priorities, and reevaluate the priorities that we had taken, and so that's what one of the things that we did. And so, because I think our understanding is that if we look at our own priorities and where we need to put our energies, this is going to help us be effective in the work that we do with our people. So it's not just that we look inwardly, but we're looking at what our you know, priorities are, so that we can look out and really be church for our people here. So in looking at the priority issues for the USCCB in the next few years, you know, one of the things that we saw that there was strong agreement on, you know, as I said, highlighting religious liberty and the new evangelization. And I think, we see that both are critical in the face of a growing secularism in many of the first world nations. We don't want to see religion sidelined in the public square. We want our Catholic people knowledgeable about their faith, living it with integrity, and so that they're able to reach out to others to share, what Catholicism not only could offer them, but can offer society. And so I think, it may look like we're looking inwardly, but it's really looking at our priorities and our goals so that we're able to do witness to the gospel in the wonderful ways that we are called to do that.
Just regarding the plenary itself, can it be stressed the importance of a meeting like this for bishops to be able to take away this shared time together, working together, talking together? How important is this?
Well, I think it's very important, and that's why you see not only the bishops who are active, but you see many of the retired bishops coming back to the meeting, because it is an opportunity for fraternal support and sharing. It is an opportunity, as we do that, also to look at our pastoral work together, to look at where we need to move as a church. And so it's extremely important, and we have very good attendance simply because the bishops feel that this is something that they need personally as well as what they need so that they can be shepherds of their people. One of the things was that we did have an opportunity to meet with Archbishop Vigano, our new delegate, our new nuncio, and he came, he addressed our conference, and it was just wonderful to have him here, and he stayed for a very good part of the meeting. He wanted to stay for the whole thing because today we have prayer and holy hour together as bishops, but unfortunately he had to leave because he has to present his credentials to the Secretary of State. But it was wonderful having him, because that's it's a connection with our Holy Father, and we will be working with him, and so it was wonderful to have him here with us.